So the Gemara Daf Yudal Amud Aleph is discussing the Isra of Lesis Gadidu, Lesasso, Gudis, Agudis. And the Gemara brings down a major machlokes is between Abai and Rava towards the top of the Amud. When does the Isra of Lesis Gadidu apply? So according to Abai, Abai says we only say Lesis Gadidu if it's Shtei Batidinim Birachas. If you have two different Batidinim in one city, one Bezin Paskins like Beshamai, one Bezin Paskins like Beselo, that's a problem of Lesis Gadidu. But two Batidinim in two different cities, and one goes like Beshamai, one goes like Beselo, that's not a problem. So if you have two batidinim in one city, that would be a problem. Two batidinim in two different cities is not a problem. Rava is more makel, and Rava says that no, ki amrin lo yisiz gadidu, ki gom bezna bir achas, plagman kidev b'sham, plagman kidev b'sil. The only time you have a problem lo yisiz gadidu is if you have one bezna in one city, that half the bezna passes like b'sham, half the bezna passes like b'sil. In other words, the bezna itself is split, then you have a problem lo yisiz gadidu. Avos shtei batidinim b'ir achas, leisam ba. But if you have two different batidinim in one city, even though it's in one city, one goes like Bisham and one goes like Basil, that is not a problem. So in other words, Machlokes says, if you have two Batidinim in one city, is that a problem of Lesis Gadidu or not? Each one passes like Bisham and one passes like Basil. Lefi Abai, that is a problem. Lefi Rav, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if you have one Bezin in one city that's split. Half the Bezin goes like Bisham and half the Bezin goes like Basil. So the Shaila is, what's to be in this Machlokes between Abai and Rav? When do you have a Isra of Lesis Gadidu and when do you not? So there's a very yesodistic chakir from the Netziv that he says to be masber this machlokes Abai and Rava, and this is written in his Chuvas Meshuv Davar, Simon Yad Zayin. It's a chuva that he wrote to a city in the Ukraine called Yelis Vetgrad, which its name has been changed many times. Now the name of the city is Kripin-Vinsky. I might not be pronouncing these correctly, but this is some city in the Ukraine, and the shaila came up about people from Bnei Ashkenaz are davening shuls are in the Nesach Svard, and vice versa. What minhagim of the shul are the Bnei Akilah mechuyev to follow if it's not their minhag? So, l'mashal, if someone who davens Ashkenaz is in a shul davening Svard, so when it comes to Shemanesi and Kedusha, should he say his own Nesach, or should he say go with the minhag amakim? That gets into a shayla v'sis gadidu, and because of this, he goes through the whole sugya over here with Gvaldik Arichas and Gvaldik Biurim. And B'Seich HaDvarim, he clears the following Chakira to the nature of the Isra of Lesis Gadidu, which is something which you have Diukim different ways in the Rishonim. So basically, the Shaila is what is the site of Isra of Lesis Gadidu? Is it because of a Chashash Machlaikis? We don't want there to be a Machlaikis in Klai Yisrael, and therefore you shouldn't have different people doing different things because it could cause a Machlaikis. Or is it a problem of Shlo Yehei Nira Tyra Kishtei Tyra? So we don't want it to look like Chalila, there's two different Tyras. People think there's two different Tyras. Some people follow this Tyra, some people follow that Tyra. It's not a problem of Chalikis, but it's really a Chisaron in the Achdus of the Tyra and the Amitis of Tyra, which is a Lashon that Rashi says a couple times. So is it a Chashash Machlaikis, or is it a Chashash of two Tyras? So the Nesiv wants to be mazved that that's the side of the Machlaikis of Abai and Rava. Abai understands that it's a Chashash of looking like two Tyras. And therefore he says when you have two batidinim in one city, and one goes like Bisham and one goes like Bisil, that's a problem because the people in the city will see that one bezin goes this way and one bezin goes that way, and there's a chashash of chalila, two tires, and therefore it's a problem. Mashenkin, in two different cities, one bezin going like Bisham and one going like Bisil is not a problem because the people in one city don't know what goes on in another city, and therefore that would not be a problem of looking like two tires, and therefore there's no problem of Lysis Gadidu in two cities. But within one city, even though it's two different batidinim, it would be a problem of Lysis Gadidu because it could look like two tires. That's according to Abai. Rava is chaylik. Rava holds the aseder lesis gadidu is not because looking like two tires, but it's because of a chashash machlekes. It could bring about a machlekes. So he says, even within one city, but if it's two different batidinim, it's not going to, there won't be a machlekes, because certain people follow one bezin, certain people follow different bezin, and each bezin has a achdus within itself, and therefore there's no chashash machlekes. It's only when you have one within one bezin, the bezin is split, and half go like Bishamah, half go like Basilo, that is going to cause machlekes, because the bezin themselves are being chaylik, and it's not going to be clear among the followers of that bezin what to do, so therefore you have a chashash machlekes. But two different batidinim, even though it's in one city, where there's no chashash machlekes, would not be a problem, because he's not concerned with looking like two tires, he's only concerned with machlekes, and therefore that would not be a problem. That's the shita of Rava. So the yesod of the machlekes is whether it's a Isser because of Shtei Tyrus or it's because of Machlaikis, and depending on that, you would have the Shaila of two different Batidim in one city would be a problem or not. Al-Khair, there's a lot to be done on this Tliyad than it's Siv. Maybe it's not Muchach, maybe you could say it a little bit differently, but Lamaisa, that's his Hezbo over here in the Machlaikis, Abaya, and Rava. Then he adds another thing over there to be Mazra, Peldik, and Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha from Klaalam or Rebbe Kiva, Lagabi, the Minig, Ben Mekamish, Roblezer, Kaisen, Maitzim, Lasus, Becham, and Beshabbos. Question is, could he do it or not? The Gemara understands that's a problem of Lysis Gedi do. And then the Gemara says, what's the Kasha? It's Mekaimus, Mekaimus Shani. These are two different cities. Why would it be a problem? What's your having? And what's happening to ask such a Kasha? And the Gemara says, Makarla, Makarla, what's the having? It's Pasha. We already said different cities is not a problem. So the Gemara says, Salkadai Tachamina Mishum Chumid the Shabbos, Kamakamachadami Kamash Malon. I would think because of the Chumid the Shabbos has a din of one place, Kamash Mon not, and it needs beer. What does this mean? Why would you think because of Chaymer de Shabbos, it's considered Makam Echad? What does Chaymer de Shabbos have to do with Makam Echad or not? So the Tzibah is Masber that based on what he said, that the Hashash of looking like two tyrants is only in one city, but not in two cities, because in two different cities, one city does not know what's happening in the other city, and therefore there's no problem of Lysis Gedi do, because there's no Hashash of looking like two tyrants. But when he says, when it comes to Shabbos, which is very Chomer, people take it very seriously, so even people hear about it, it becomes more famous and more public because everyone wants to know exactly what the halacha is because of the Chayim of Shabbos, and even people in one city could hear what's going on in a different city, and therefore even within Shnei Mekaimus there would have been a Havamina, there would be Shaykh, Lysis Gedi do, because there's a Chashash of two tyrants. Even though it's in two different Mekaimus, Kamashon, that's not a problem because the Maaseh is two different cities and we're not concerned with it. That's why he's Masber, the Havamina of the Gemara of Chumer de Shabbos. So that's the Yisayid of the Machlekes, according to the Netziv. He's Marich about this in the Tshuva, and Lamaisa, what he comes out over there is Legabe, you know, somebody davening Lamashal Nusach Ashkenaz in a shul, which davens Nusach Svard, or vice versa, that it says when it comes to Shemasa, you should daven your own Nusach, you shouldn't go with the Minag HaKehila, but daven your own Nusach. That's not a problem, like he's got to do, but anything that you say aloud, like Kedusha, that you say B'kol Ram, that you can't be Mashana for the Minag HaMakim, because that could be a problem, like he's got to do, it could be a problem, Machlekes. And therefore, when it comes to Kedusha, you should follow the way the Kehila does it, not your own personal minig. And that's basically the halacha, the way he comes out with over there, based on his Havana in the Sugya of Lysis Gedi do.